Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm very glad to be back. We had a little bit of a double break there. But it's been a productive week, You found the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm, of course, your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I'm extremely excited tonight. I'm taking a break from the painting for a little bit, and I've got a fantastic, one of my new favorite bands out of San Francisco, Beautiful Machines. How are you guys?
Awesome. Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I am so happy. I know we were supposed to have you guys on during the hurricane, the big hurricane that didn't amount to much, and we had to reschedule. I really appreciate you guys working your schedules around to accommodate that. That was a drag. I would have much rather been talking to you guys and about your fantastic music. You know.
Yeah. No,
how was the storm, though?
Oh, you know, it was my first hurricane. I used to live in San Diego for about 10 years, so I was kind of – every so often we get an earthquake down there. So I was kind of used to that. The hurricane is different because you have to wait for it. And, you know, the TV, everybody on the TV and the news built it all up. And, you know, I was real worried. I thought alligators were going to be trying to get in here. I thought it was going to be like the Purge, you know, up like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I kept wanting to, and then when it was going on, you hear all this craziness outside, and you're sealed in, like, this chamber of your home, and I kept, my girlfriend Danny's a lifelong Floridian, and I kept wanting to go outside to see what was happening, and she's like, did you ever see that movie Twister when the old man, the old farmer, opens the door, and he blows away up into the sky? She goes, that's going to be you, so just sit down, watch TV with me, and we'll ride this thing out. Yeah, it was. We lost power a couple times. It wasn't scary or anything. I thought it was kind of tame, to be honest with you.
So you weren't taking like blow up rafts into the middle of the street.
No, see, I would have liked to do stuff like that, but it didn't. It kind of missed us. I think it went up north a lot worse than we had it down here. But boy, were we prepared, man! I'm telling you, you would have thought World War III or something was happening. But crazy. Anyhow, here we are. And, man, you guys, I really am a big fan. Number one, I'm an old club rat from way back. And many, back when Beautiful Machines were just programs in the mainframe, I was out listening to a lot of this stuff. And, you know, one of the things I really like – well, you know, when you go to goth industrial clubs for 20 years, you get cut and you're like, man, if I hear Headhunter one more time by Front 242, I'm going to lose it. I know how to catch the man, you know, because I've heard it a million times. One of the things I really like about your guys' music is it's new, you know, and really, really good. And I think that's fantastic. Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Facebook page, and it says you guys are founded in 2010. How did Beautiful Machines come about?
So we were formed in the cauldron of technology, like many things. We met through Craigslist. I put a call out to some people and auditioned a bunch of people, and I think it was the very end of 2010. So we really kind of got started, I would say, like 2011, like December. I first found Veli, the drummer, programmist, and then like, no, we need somebody else. Let's find something. And so went through some crazy auditions. There was one audition that I want to share with you. This guy came and he'd been kind of a player. He said he played with all these people. He had 8 keyboards he brought. He set it up for 2 hours to play. And I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. It's going to be like, I don't know, like we're going to see an Asia show or maybe like Yes. And he was like, oh, I play Frog, I play like New Wave, I play all these kind of things. And then when he had it all set up, he couldn't play anything. Like, he could play a few notes.
Oh, man.
It was
just
like,
made noise.
there was just no jam happening there. So I was like, okay, well, it would take too long to set up anyways, each show. So
right.
let's try somebody else. And then Seth came along, and I was like, okay, this is perfect show. Like, in synchronicity, in lockstep with, like, how we want to, like, develop. And I think it's been awesome and amazing all the time.
Well, that's fantastic. I was I've been playing the posting it out, the video for Real Love. And Steph Cosmic Cupcake Koo, who does the synth and backing vocals in the band, folks. Conrad is main vocals and guitar and synth and belly drums and programming. Steph, I saw that in the video, when I was a kid a million years ago, I was never in a real band. I was in a band because I had big hair, but they did all the keyboards. I just stood there. They said, just stand here. You know a lot of girls. You can be in the band. And I'm like, okay. But it wasn't anything real. But the dream of everybody from that era was to have the guitar synth, I don't know, you need to know what you call it, but, you know, like the one you have in the video. That is cool stuff.
The keytar.
We all wanted that. Yes, the keytar.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The keytar is so associated with a certain era and flavor. I love the keytar. I think it's great. People either love it or hate it. when we first brought the keytar into the band, it was kind of like a mixed bag of should we really do it or should we not do it? And we played a show, and then we got this new Twitter follower who his name is Keytar Equality Organization, built to protect the rights of keytar players. Oh, yeah, that's pretty hilarious.
Nice. That's awesome. So you guys formed in 2010, and that's kind of coming off the whole, I don't know, I went up to, I can't remember the name of the club up there, the Pop Rocks, they do just like our thing. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, I remember in Southern California around that time period, and through the mid-90s, the Electro Clash thing was really happening. But you guys, I wouldn't put an Electro Clash label on you guys because I think your music's much more orchestrated and layered. It's not as simplistic as that, you know? And it's cool to see.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of that happening, you know?
I totally agree. There's something – I would say that there's something different. This is some kind of trouble that I always run into when I'm trying to – define a band or do the genre thing, and every time you meet a band or a musician or artist, unless they're directly like in one genre, they can say I am a, you know, but if they're somewhere in between or they're creating something new or they're doing something sideways, it's like, what the hell are you doing? And then we don't even know ourselves, so we came up with our own kind of title, which is like cinematronic, like cinematic electronic, but then I don't think that even describes trying to more like moving towards as well, so it's just an exploration of sounds.
Well, it's fantastic. I tell you, when I first heard Real Love, you know, man, it starts out with that powerful drum, and then that guitar kicks in, and I'm just like, oh, you know, with kind of the echo on it, I'm just like, okay, I'm going on a trip. This is good stuff. I like it. And the rest of the album, the new album, The Bridge, just came out in June, right?
Yes.
It is equally as good as well. It's really fantastic. I've got the whole thing. Forgot to, I know we're supposed to be pushing something, but I will find out shortly. Nothing but professionalism here, eh? The whole album. I got the whole album queued up. It's really, really good.
Bridges came out in kind of like mid July ish.
Mm-hmm.
And our first album came out around 2012 or late 2011. And previously we're talking about genres. And even there's a slight difference between the two. There's always, I think, cinematronic describes the quality of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
But even within that quality, the genre keeps on evolving. You know, the group keeps on evolving.
Right. Well,
it's always a little different.
Absolutely. You guys are growing as artists, you know, and And it comes across, you know, I mean, you guys obviously know what you're doing real well too. It's a real put together sound the band has, and I dig that. You know, it's obvious in listening to it. You guys are, you know, masters at your craft, and I think that's cool.
Wow.
A lot of people can't say
well, thank
man.
You. we're just trying to figure things out.
Well, you're doing a really bang-up job. Now, did you guys come from musical background, like musical families, or how did it come out? How did the musician, music and everything strike you? How old were you? What happened?
Kind of from a totally musical family.
I am? Oh, you mean
yeah.
From this, like back in
like
the Baroque period.
Uncle Craig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some musicians in the family and artists,
nice.
For sure. I would say, I think it was like, I was maybe like 6 or 7 years old. This is going to sound totally weird, but I think it was Metallica, actually. And I didn't know they were from
really?
The area. I thought they were from, yeah, I think they're British. Because then, you know, you're like, oh, that's some guitar. It's like gin, you know, the gin sound. And
mm-hmm.
guitar players love to make gin. Oh, yes, they do. And so I think there was that, and it was like Michael Jackson, and just pop music and some kind of certain elements of pop music. And I would say stuff like Oingo Boingo and like Depeche Mode and those things came up a little bit later. But even like during when the 90s was happening, I was listening to Nine Inch Nails and industrially
right.
gothic-y stuff because I was like, this is way more cool. I mean, personally speaking, but yeah, that's my story.
You're preaching to the choir, man. I totally know. I'm a bit down the trough from you. I was an 80s kid, so and everybody said, well, you know, it's funny because I talk to younger people now, and they're like, oh yeah, the 80s were totally cool, and I'm like, man, there was a lot of Lionel Richie going on. It wasn't all you know, Depeche Mode and Flock of Seagulls. Let me tell you, but
and Kenny Loggins.
That's okay. Kenny Loggins, a lot of Kenny Loggins. You know, Air Supply. Had hits, you know. I
okay,
mean,
wait,
it was
hold on.
Just...
Let me ask you something. All right, let's break. Okay, what's your favorite soundtrack of that era?
Soundtrack. There was a movie that was kind of an off movie called Liquid Sky, which had a fantastic soundtrack. I think it came out in '81, and just a lot of weird. What they called new wave at the time isn't what we call new wave today. you know. Thompson Twins were pop music. They weren't new wave back then. You had these weird, like Fad Gadget and things of that nature. But it was a strange period. But the 90s, what was interesting in the 90s is everybody got really weird. You know, another fantastic album from the 90s, I thought, one of my personal favorites is David Bowie's Outside. And where he really started experimenting with loops and samples and things of that nature. Real artsy fartsy, but you guys don't really do that much. You guys have, like I said, it's almost orchestrated, you know, or orchestra sounding, but not orchestra, just full like that. And we're gonna play some music to let people know what we're talking about because I think your band is hard to nail down. But once you hear it, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's incredible. So that's cool. Now, do you guys spend a lot of time, I hate this question, with your process of creating music? I mean, it sounds like it takes a while. It sounds labored or anything. It just sounds really full and put together.
Most of it happens in a drug-induced state or maybe like shamanic ritual thing happens. And then you wake up and you're like, what the hell happened? There's a bunch of writings around you. That's usually how it happens. Actually, there is
some
truth to some of that. Like, the dream has like, sometimes I have a dream, and you wake up and like, oh, I got to write that melody down. There's something there. That sounds cool.
Right.
I'm going to follow that.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, let's play a track. We've got the ones they want us to play here are A Million Miles and Free. What do you think we should play first for everybody? Just to give them a taste. An introduction.
A Million Miles is
if you will.
Solid one.
I like it. I like it. Track 2. We're going to play it, and then we're going to talk, tell everybody how to get it and more about the band and everything. Here it is, folks. This is Beautiful Machines, A Million Miles.
Looking well.
Track two, Million Miles Off Bridges from Beautiful Machines. We've got Conrad and Steph on the line with us, folks, and from this fantastic band. Outstanding. Now, guys, Bridges is available, right, wherever you buy digital music?
Pretty much, I think so. And we're even trying to get some stuff out into China right now to shake up some minds over there.
Yeah,
nice.
But here you can find it on iTunes, Spotify. You can find it on our website. You can find physical copies on Amazon, as well as digital copies.
Oh.
Yeah, your usual suspects.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, and I tell people, too, all the time, and this is nothing against iTunes or Amazon or any of those, Google Play. If they have an opportunity, the best place to get a CD is at a show. If you can't do that, get one off the website if you can. Just because the bands or the musicians tend to get a bigger piece of that pie, or it goes back into that fund. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't realize on iTunes the pie cutting how much the band gets and whatnot. It's
plus going
amazing.
To live,
I mean,
show is so much more fun.
Exactly, and I was
going
to say, speaking of live shows, in a couple days in Ontario, California, one of my favorite towns, you guys are going to be playing, right?
We are. There's this. It's going to be the shortest set we've ever played. I think it's like 10 minutes. It's gearing us up if we're ever to play on like a Letterman or something. I guess they only play one song there, so it's the same thing. It's a showcase for a NACA convention,
mm-hmm.
which is. Yeah, and then we're supposed to, we might do some secret shows down there, but that's secret at the time. So just have to, like, pay attention to the socials and see if we have something going on down there at the same time.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Gentlemen, 1 out of 10 men experience unbearable testicular pain. This may be a condition called varicoceles. South Florida Vascular Associates offers a minimally invasive procedure, varicocele embolization, that can alleviate your pain and is performed in their outpatient facility. No cutting, no general anesthesia, no hospital stay, and covered by most insurances. Don't live in pain. Call to schedule your private consultation at one of 3 convenient locations, 954-725-4141, or visit sfva.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented?
Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Very nice. Very, very cool. And yeah, get out there. Aren't you glad you don't have, it doesn't take Steph 2 hours to set up, her scents and everything, right? She just comes out with the keytar and goes to town. I'm kidding. I'm sure there's more than the keytar involved.
That's all.
That.
That's it. If you like keytars, and this is the show to come to.
There you go. There you go. Now, that's a bit of a drive. You guys are based out of San Francisco. That's, 7 hours down to Ontario?
Yeah. And if it's traffic, then it'll be 2 days. But, yeah. Because once you hit the
right.
LA traffic, it's like, what on earth is going on? It's like, get out and walk fast.
That is
so
true.
There's also
true.
A lot
oh
of deserts in between to go vision quest in.
I'm telling you, it gets a little lonely there about halfway through. Oh, man. It certainly – and it's always windy. It always – there's like a hot wind. It's like – aliens have big hair dryers on you or something. It's very
well, if you think
strange
that's
and bizarre.
How it's lonely. We when we drove out to play at the UMS festival in Denver a couple months ago, we drove
oh,
on
yeah.
a highway that was officially called the loneliest highway in the world, in the country, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a
I can
lonely,
believe it.
Lonely highway.
Probably in Utah, I would imagine.
It was
right
in Nevada.
Before you hit the Rockies and all that. Oh, it was in Nevada. Okay. Yeah, it's lonely out there. You know, that's where they keep the Area 51 and all that out there because there's nobody out there.
We're not going to say anything about that. Nobody was doing any secret surveillance. But that's there will be some of that on the next album. Actually, just to put this on there will be some sounds that come from nature and the beyond that we're not generating that's going to be on the next album, transmissions and such
cool.
like this. And by that, like, if you haven't had the chance, up on the interwebs, sounds from the sky, it sounds like these big pieces of metal just, like, cranking through or trumpets from the heavens. It's really kind of apocalyptic sounding. If you get a chance to hear that, so
awesome.
I think some of that's going to weave its way into the album with a bunch of other weird Pink Floyd vibe going on.
No. Yeah, they'll find their way in.
Oh, yes.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And, we all need to we'll get that album, and we'll call our friends who I'm not even going to go into that whole train of thought. We don't need to do that. but, no, I get what you're saying. I can't wait to hear it. Any idea? I know we're pushing – we're promoting this album hot and heavy right now, but I have to ask are working on some new stuff. Any, I won't ballparkish time frame, you think, on the new album?
I would say spring 2017.
Gotcha. Cool. Let me make a note. Get Beautiful Machines back on and when album is done. Be sure to email Amanda at La Famas. Make it happen. Very, very cool. Now, I like the video a lot for Real Love. It's a fantastic video. I have, like I said, been playing it. It's on my website as well right now. With that, was that are you guys fans of doing videos or a necessary evil, or what were your thoughts on making music videos, I should say? I thought it was outstanding, by the way, too. My girlfriend as well.
Oh, thank you. I think it's a really fun artistic form to pursue. And this one was just kind of forays into it. But I think it would be something really, like, there's so much to express through that medium is part of one, like music videos and then try to go into AR and VR. But I think we have this vision board now that we're writing all these ideas that are just pouring out. And we want to do so many things. And a lot of those are music videos, and some are pretty out there. I'll just say gummy bears.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, but mm-hmm. that might happen.
Cosmic state gummy
nice.
Bears.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, also something totally different that maybe a lot of people don't realize, and I only know this because Conrad and I are friends on Facebook, and I saw him post this the other day. Conrad, you're into cycling. Is that a new thing or
in the what?
Lifetime? Cycling. I saw you went for a big bike ride the other day. You were posting pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. I think it started with Kraftwerk when they had the Tour de France thing going on, and I was like, I'm going to do that. No, I really like it. It's definitely something some people meditate, and it's kind of like a meditative time where I can just like go on these long journeys, and it's like a 1976 Peugeot, so it makes you feel like you've just been transported back in time on a French bicycle. And it's harder to ride, but it's still
nice.
It feels legit.
Nice. Now, Steph, do you have a hobby or interest where that gets you into the zone, so to speak, artistically?
I do. I have a meditation practice. Well, at least I would like to have that time every day.
Nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's not that
all
different
about trying
than
to
brainstorming
find
music video ideas.
Are you the one of the primary – is it an equal task when brainstorming these music videos and whatnot? Or does someone kind of take the lead on that, on the direction,
it's
visually
mixed.
Speaking?
I think I think we all throw ideas in, and then it kind of might culminate. Like, we have so many that we want to do. And at one point, I felt like maybe I was putting some of those ideas in there, but now it feels like we're all putting ideas in there equally, and that they're, like, and they're awesome ideas. Like, I can't wait to, like, make some of these things. Steph has some really, really cool ideas that's going to be, like, an action thriller sci-fi. Hopefully we can pull it off.
Cool.
With somebody who's really good at parkouring?
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Nice. I can't wait to see it. Very, very cool stuff. Now, with the band and electronic music, I had some friends that had electronic bands back in the day. And it was kind of a pain for them to play live and whatnot because it was so much. And I realize technology has kind of changed now, and it's perhaps a lot easier than, you know, hooking up, you know, 12 Moogs and whatnot. Do you guys is it hard getting your presenting your sound on stage from a technical aspect?
Well, we've actually come to, I think, with the digitalization of everything, it's making things easier, more affordable, and so we mm-hmm. still play everything live, and so in doing that, we run everything through our own board that's it's a digital mixer, and so we can control everything. And also Veli, he can change his drum kits. He's playing electronic drum kits, so per song, per middle, you know, he can write and arrange all that stuff in Ableton, and then play it live. And as far as the Moogs, I gotta say, they sound like way off.
Amazing.
We love it. Yeah, I think that's going to be part of our new setup. We have to have some more analog gear. And we're going to put everything back on tape, and it's going to be like super old school. We're going to probably do it.
Yeah, we'll start traveling with like 8 crates of modular synths. We'll unpack them.
Yeah,
into a huge
wall. We were watching Keith Emerson the other day, And he's a huge modular synth. And then he goes into a piano. He's doing spins upside down. I'm like, what the? What is this guy doing? You know? That stuff is inspiring.
I'm telling you. It always, like I said, I was a child of the 80s, and, you know, even the clunky computers we had at the time and whatnot, it just all seemed so fantastic and futuristic. And I grew up in Detroit, and I remember when techno hit, and I thought techno should sound much more mechanical than it did just from the name, you know. But, you know, when I see your band and listen to them and whatnot, I'm like that kid in me is still like, oh, these people get it. I could hear this on a spaceship. This is awesome. You know, it's fantastic. And I don't mean that in a prog rock kind of way. It's just in a cool way, you know.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Good
That's
stuff.
Awesome. Thank you.
We would
yeah,
love
definitely.
To be in a spaceship for real.
I would love to be in the spaceship to hear it. I'm telling you. Or
yeah.
even outside.
Okay,
fantastic.
Let's do it.
Fantastic. We're putting the word out, baby. We're putting the word out. Yeah, maybe, you know, I don't know. Well, no, they are launching rockets again. I was going to say, we've got up the coast here a little bit from where I'm at. A couple hours drive, there's that, you know, the NASA complex. Maybe we get you guys to play there. But I think they're using it again, which is a good thing. Let's play another track. Let's play Free. This is track 5 on the album Bridges. You know what? Let's play it, then we'll talk about it. How about that?
Sounds good.
Here it is, folks. Beautiful Machines, Free. Another outstanding track that was Free off the new album Bridges by Beautiful Machines. Fantastic band. We've got the singer and guitar player and son, Conrad, and synth player and backing vocals, Steph, on with us. Outstanding. Another great track. And again, folks, these are on, yeah, they're really good. These are on wherever you can buy digital music, folks. So, you know, get out there and pick them up. And also, we have links to the Beautiful Machine website, which is so difficult to get to. No, I'm kidding. It's very easy. BeautifulMachinesMusic.com. Very, very cool website, too. I dig it, man. I dig it.
I dig you.
I like a website that's, you know, because I'm an old man. I like a website that's easy to navigate. And you guys, very, very, I get confused otherwise, you know. It's true. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Unwrap our lowest prices of the season one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, November 12th, save $400 on an LG 70-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV. $70 off a Shark Navigator lift-away with bonus steam mop, or $100 off a DJI Phantom 3 drone. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. Or shop online at samsclub.com to take advantage of this one-day-only event. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Two albums under your guys' belt. Were these, did you guys utilize, I mean, making an album, that's a lot of work and a lot of expense. Did you guys do crowdfunding or just put money in the coffee can to knock these out or trade secret?
Sure, sure. I think of all the, it is a trade, no, it's not a trade secret. I want to be open. I think this world needs a lot more transparency about what's going on. So I want to share what was going on. So I think this album was different. The last one, we worked with an audio engineer, and this one we didn't work with an engineer or producer. We did it all ourselves in our own computer world, which is a good learning experience. That means we have to learn our DAWs or two audio workstations and combine efforts and make something new and kind of like you get to keep refining it how you like the sound. The downside is you don't have the big expensive toys that you would in a big studio, which is gives you, I feel like, it can be a different sound or a better sound or a less better sound. Just depends who you're working with. Also, I think it's really about the producer and the ears. But I thought this time I want to like make a stamp in the ground and say, this is what we want to do. The first one, we're figuring out what you want to do kind of. And then the second one, you're like, this is more of what I want to do and what we want to do. And the third one's like, okay, I think this is what we want to do. And then you end it with a question. And then you come up with a sequel. Gotcha. Something like that.
Nice. Now, another thing that I really like about the band is your guys' artistic visual image with it, with your flyers, logos, and the like. Do you guys do that also yourself, or are you with a graphics person?
Cool.
Yeah, her name. We work with this person. Her name is Cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
And she really likes our music, and she just kind of like jumps in and helps her favorite band with artistic
nice.
Talents sometimes.
Very cool. Well, there you go, folks. find cool
friends.
We
have all these like magical characters surrounding us.
Yeah, virtual characters.
That means it's something special,
characters.
You know. That's outstanding. Outstanding. Very cool. Now, we mentioned also that you guys are, you know, got some ideas for future stuff, both musically and music videos and what have you. Any idea beyond, I mean, changes in the band? You'd mentioned you had gone through a little bit of evolution with the sound and whatnot. Do you foresee more of that moving in that direction, or something totally different?
I would say there is more evolution to be had. And I think
excellent.
The next one is going to be sonically more space will be there. You know? So there'll be some
okay.
more playful space. Yeah. And
very
some new
cool.
sounds that we've never
very cool.
yet imagined. Yeah.
Nice.
Jamie, I want to go back
nice.
To the previous question again. So our album art designer, for Bridges
mm-hmm.
is an art firm that's based in Austria. We found their art somewhere on an article about art based in sci-fi. And I think they had a piece
mm-hmm.
that was compared to William Gibson's Neuromancer. And then we looked into their
nice.
Art and really liked their work. And we're talking to them, describing what we were thinking of in the album, how it's like electrifying. And then it turned out they had this perfect piece of artwork for the album cover. And we also have photographers that we work with. But we are actually looking for visual collaborators for both motion graphics and still art to do a huge collaboration with our next album coming out next spring. So just want to kind of like put it out there. That we're looking for awesome collaborators.
Folks, and again, the website is beautifulmachinesmusic.com. And scroll down, you can, at the bottom of the page, on the left-hand side are all the links to the various social media platforms that Beautiful Machines on. So, and there's emails right there as well. Shoot them on, get in touch, man. Speak up. These are cool cats to work with. And also you can see the, for those listening on the show page, I know a lot of people listen on their phones to the show and on Facebook, but if you click on the link and go to the show page, you can see on the flash player the fantastic artwork for the album and whatnot going through there displayed. It's really something special. I like it. I dig it. And I dig it even more that there's a Neuromancer link to it, man. That is one of my, of course, favorite books. And there you guys played. See, this is what I was talking. I'm looking at your website right now. And remember, I couldn't remember the name of the club that I used to go to, the DNA Lounge. And you guys played there.
Oh, no way.
On March. Yeah. I used to go there up there all the time. That was a long drive from San Diego, but worth it. Always had a good time.
Yeah, that's our favorite club. I love the DNA.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. Now, I think the first time I did some, there was a female motorcycle club that I did a charity thing with up there. And that was the first time I went up there and went back many times afterward. A lot of fun. a lot of fun. Now, how is the San Francisco scene there as far as clubs and music and whatnot? Has it picked up and whatnot?
Yeah, I don't know what it was like 10 or 20 years ago or anything, but from here, you can go out and find like a super DJ scene, or you can find like awesome live music scene going on, and there's actually tons of venues here. And when I started to list them out and like compare them with LA, I love that there's a San Francisco and LA kind of duel going on all the time, like North Carolina, South Carolina, whatever.
Right.
But I would say there's just so many like good venues here if you know where to go. And there's the big thing is it's hard for artists to kind of do it in the city, which is so expensive nowadays. So then people are like moving out to Oakland or moving further out to Oakland, and we're moving out, and then like you just might as well move out to the East Coast then, in Florida, where it's all happening. No. But
Florida's kind of.
I think it's thriving.
That's awesome. The only electronic scene here in South Florida where I'm at, of any note per se, is electronic dance music scene, trance, that kind of stuff, is real big here, of course. But you don't have the that West Coast scene that you're talking about. I it was interesting. The people I know in LA, you're absolutely right. There definitely is a duel going on, has been for a long time. But the funny thing is my friends from LA, you know, they'll meet somebody and fall in love or move up north or whatever. And they always, it takes about 6 months, maybe sooner than that. And they're like, oh my, then they, they're totally in, you know what I mean? They see how cool the San Francisco scene is. And they're like, oh yeah, we're into this, baby. We're here. It's interesting. Very, very cool. It must be cool to be in that environment, you know, in that scene. Cool stuff. And that's obviously how you guys, are making such cool music. Good stuff.
It's a really connected kind of town.
Right. Yeah. People seem to know each other, you know, and support each other, which I think is kind of a cool scene. You know, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Denver when you were out to Denver? You said you played a showcase out there.
Very supportive. Awesome.
Denver's a weird town. It's a very big industrial scene there. I lived in Denver for a year, about 10 years ago. And I remember there was I had one set of roommates which were extremely goth. And then on the other side of my studio apartment, well, I shouldn't say roommates, I should say neighbors. My other neighbors were much into the underground jungle scene, and they'd take me to basement clubs and where all this like jungle noise was going. It was crazy. Very very fun.
Wow.
Yeah, cool stuff. So you guys, that's cool. Well, I can't wait for to hear the new work. This album, folks, is fantastic. Bridges, I'm telling you, if you buy an album this year, go out and get this one. It's really, really good stuff, and just really nice. Good album. And hey, it's right before the holidays, so you know, there you go. You can purchase it for your friends. It'll fit inside a Christmas stocking. How about that?
Yay! Yeah, that's awesome.
Are you guys got big plans for the holiday? What do beautiful machines do for the? Like Thanksgiving and stuff. Do you guys have do family stuff, or do you do band stuff?
Well, you know how people usually have a turkey. We have we eat robot chicken.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Well, outstanding. Hey, I want to give before the show's up here. I'm just looking at the time. I want to give Amanda over at La Famas a big link. Again, I don't know how that that business works, but if you are an artist, a musician, a band, or what have you, and you need some help on the PR and branding, social media, and all that tip, we have a link to them as well. So click on that, talk to them, do whatever you got to do to get them in your corner. Well worth it. Good people. Hey, they introduced us. How about that? My last question, guys. You know, I've been sitting here singing your praises all hour. Any plans on an East Coast tour and perhaps, you know, down in this neck of the woods? We really could shake people up with your guys' music.
If we can, yeah, I think if it's, yes, would be the first answer, hopefully. We're hoping that this March, actually we're starting to look at it starting like next week, I would think, to like start booking out some stuff for a Southeast tour and perhaps the East Coast heading up north. But so far it's Southeast. Like we're going to probably South by Southwest and then hit that, yeah.
Nice. Now, you guys have played – have you guys played South by Southwest yet? I know you did Burning Man, right, a couple years ago, but which is fantastic. I saw on the Facebook – I don't remember if I saw a Southwest by Southwest on there.
Yeah, we were there 2014.
Nice, nice. Very, very cool. Well, I can't wait. I'm going to be watching you guys very much so, and I can't wait to have you guys on again. And just keep doing what you're doing is all my advice. It's really working. It's fantastic. I'm so happy you guys are doing what you're doing. It's new and fresh.
Uh-huh.
And good. I like it.
We're giving you a hug over the phone then, right now.
Yeah, virtual hugs.
Virtual hugs.
I love
There's
it.
Electricity coming out of the headset right now.
It is. It's dripping on my shoulders. Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you guys again for taking time out of your schedules to be on the show and everything twice even. I apologize about that for having to move the show the first time, but it's just been a pleasure.
No worries.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you guys on, and I can't wait to have you guys on again.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, we are. Yes.
We're totally going to reunite in like spring next year.
Nice. And we will definitely hit that project we were talking about off the air. That's very, very cool. Folks, this will be converted to a podcast that will happen tonight, and it will be out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes in their podcast section. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost you anything. It puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. The view's always better from on top, you know? What can I say? Just the way it is. And the only thing I'm going to say about tomorrow, because we won't be having a show tomorrow, we will be back on Wednesday with a fantastic country musician, country rock musician from Stockholm, Sweden, Hicks. But the only thing I'm going to say about tomorrow, you know, get out and vote. Please do me the favor, get my blood pressure down because it's pretty high right now. It's pretty high. And we want to keep you around for more shows, I think. It's important. That's all I'm saying. On that note, guys, thanks again so much for being on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Break a leg at the upcoming showcase.
Thank you, Jamie.
Later. Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rockwood's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.